speaking of hockey and workouts, Brad McEwen has been getting a workout buzzing around Western Canada the last couple of weeks. He was at the World Junior Showcase in Kamloops last week. Now he's in Edmonton for the Hlinka Gretzky Cup. That's the under-18 championships. He's the head scout of our Program of Excellence program. How are you this morning, Brad?
Great, Joey.
Well, you've been putting on the travel miles, but this really is kind of like Christmas in August for those in your field, isn't it? Getting a chance to see the best players in our country try to prove themselves in the summer months.
Yeah, it really is. This last month is it's really critical to our program, as we also had the U-17 national camp prior to the U-18 tryout camp. So that was 8 days and 112 players from across Canada. So it's really been a productive month. It really lays the foundation for the upcoming year in terms of all our teams and programs. So it was a great start, and now in Edmonton with Hlinka, and excited about this week here.
All right, we'll talk about the World Junior Showcase from this past week in a few minutes, but yesterday you couldn't have started off with a bigger bang. 10-0, Canada whips Switzerland to open up the under-18s, and there's some real high-end future NHL prospects on display wearing the Maple Leaf, and one of them is Vancouver Giants defenseman Bowen Byram. How did he look last night, and how does he look getting his feet wet here against some of the best players from around the world?
Yeah, Bowen was real good last night again, and that's kind of our expectation within our program. He's a really, really good defenseman. You know, he's played in our U-17 program and played in the gold medal event last November and was a real key contributor to his team there. And then we took him to the U-18 World Championship in Russia in April, and he played regularly for us in an age group higher than his. So leading into this event, he's got real good experience at the international level and at short-term competitions, and certainly he looked comfortable last night and, you know, drives a lot of our offense from the back end and defends hard, and a real quality young guy also.
Hey, Brad, you worked for a time with Barkley Parnett, who is now the new GM of the Vancouver Giants. How closely do you work? Because, I mean, obviously all these kids, you know, play for junior organizations. How closely do you check in with the management types around the CHL, and how much of that does your job entail on a daily basis?
Yeah, it that's really a big part of it. You know, I'm a one-man scouting department, so we really use our CHL partners a lot in the evaluations and communications. And we're lucky that Barkley, for us, is part of our under-17 management team. So he's involved in our process in scouting and evaluations. So he does a great job for us and certainly gives us lots of information with the Western League guys Yeah, we really appreciate everything he does. So it is a big key to use the GMs, coaches. And then one thing about this program is that you get to work with a lot of the guys, coaching staffs, especially throughout all our teams, because, you know, we put a different staff together every event, which includes, you know, three or four coaches, video people, CHL management. So it's really an opportunity to get to know those guys, which in turn you use down the road to help when it comes to decision time.
Head scout for Hockey Canada, Brad McEwen, joining us here for a few more moments on the starting lineup. All right, last week was an event that a lot of Canucks fans were keeping their eyes on, and that was in Kamloops, the World Junior Showcase. A handful of Canucks prospects on display, including defenseman Jet Wu. The Moose Jaw Warriors D-man, I didn't think, looked out of place playing alongside his peers in the BC interior. What did you think of the Canucks' most recent second-round picks performance?
Yeah, Jet was real solid. And I think what we were looking for him is just come in and play to his identity, which is, you know, he's a harder defenseman, brings some physicality, certainly can move the puck, good first pass. And I thought he checked all those boxes off. You know, if you look at our camp, the 99 born players are the 19-year-olds. the 2,000 players are underages, and Jet fits into that in mold. And we had quite a few defensemen that were in the 2,000 age group, and he certainly did well. Say we like the qualities, you know. Obviously, our head coach is his head coach with his junior club, so you know he knows him real well and likes the player, likes the style he plays. So it's interesting because as we go through the process, he certainly, you know, possibly could add something that we're looking for in the way he plays.
Brad, Michael DiPietro, goaltender, another Canuck draft pick. On that Canadian roster, perhaps didn't have the tournament that he would have liked, but in dealing with him, how do you describe this kid's mindset and how he goes about things on a day-to-day?
Yeah, no, it's outstanding. This kid is real vibrant. He's positive. He's looking at all the right things during the day. You know, I don't think negativity comes into play. And you know, he was fine. I mean, he had the one game where he had a few bad bounces, but he really bounced back in his second game, played really well. And again, I think one of the things that you have to look at this event is that it is August. You know, the guys are coming out of training into really a high, intense, quick game, and I mean, they just haven't played that for a while, right? So you have to keep that involved in the evaluation. And especially with goaltenders, for us, goaltending really becomes important kind of in that late October, leading up to the event is when we make a lot of decisions on goalies. And Michael, I mean, he's right there. He's been through our process last December. He understands. He's an extremely good goaltender, been in our program all the way through, so we're excited about him. And again, I thought he fared real well in Kamloops, and again, we're going to put a lot of faith in him as we move forward.
And Brad, before we let you go, one other player that was there, not wearing Canada colors, but I know onlookers, no matter where their allegiances lie, were extremely impressed with what USA defenseman Quinn Hughes put on display at the Sandman Center. And for Canucks fans, this is a pretty special prospect in his age class, no matter what country he represents, isn't he?
Yeah, he sure is. I mean, when I watched him and I watched all the games, even when we weren't playing, and this young guy, he can skate and move pucks, and he's dynamic, off the blue line. And certainly they gave him no shortage of ice time the whole time, too. So you got to see him an awful lot. But he is a good young defenseman with lots of upside. And again, where the game is and how... you know, how important it is for defensemen to get involved offensively and move pucks. He's a real good player.
Hey, Brad, really appreciate you taking some time out of your schedule. It is a busy one at this time of year for everyone involved in Hockey Canada. Good luck the rest of the way at the Hlinka Gretzky Cup, and we'll look forward to seeing you back in the rink soon.
Great. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it. Have a great day.
All right. Brad McEwen is the head scout for Hockey Canada's junior program.
Sportsnet 650.